This hour's new sponsor is Popham Flooring. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe, across from McLaren Thumb Region. That's Popham Flooring. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. It is almost time for students to learn what rural life in the Thumb was like back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will be Wednesday, May 15th through Friday, May 17th. The tours offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through 8th grade. During the tours, hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was like more than a century ago. The theme for this year is a century jewel in recognition of the barn's 100th birthday. Students will get to experience what attending a one-room school was like, a pet farm, animals, see a working blacksmith shop, a sawmill, a cider mill, powerhouse, walk over the covered bridge, play some of the games that children did back then, and much more. And look twice, save a life could really help avoid motorcycle crashes. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. Both the Tuscola and Huron County Boards of Commissioners went on record supporting motorcycle awareness in May and for the entire biking season. A representative of Region 7, the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, went to both counties' meetings seeking support, which he received. To go along with that, Abate Region 7 will host a motorcycle awareness ride on May 12th. The ride starts at noon at Evergreen Park and ends at the Blue Water Sports Bar and Grill in Port Sanilac. At the end of the ride, there will be a meeting. The event is open to all who ride motorcycles. Participants do not need to be a member of Abate to join in. And the Coyleton Township Board of Trustees is looking for a place to put a second early warning emergency siren they are planning on purchasing. The initial plan was to put the next refurbished siren near the Eipel Cemetery on White Creek Road. But the residents who live in that area don't want the tornado warning siren located there. The search is on for another location. You can read more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Popham Flooring, your destination for stunning tile and ceramic flooring. Discover a world of possibilities with Popham's vast selection from traditional to contemporary and even modern styles. They have it all. Create the space of your dreams with Popham's incredible variety of colors, styles, and shapes. Your imagination is the limit. Experience the beauty and durability of Popham's tile and ceramic flooring. It's not just flooring, it's a statement. Popham Flooring will assist you in finding the perfect tile or ceramic solution for your home. Elevate your space with Popham Flooring. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring's showroom and turn your vision into reality. Popham Flooring, where style and quality come together.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news. Federal health officials say three women who were diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa are believed to be the first documented cases of people contracting the virus through a cosmetic procedure using needles. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported last week that a 2018 through 2023 investigation into the clinic showed it apparently reused disposable equipment. HIV transmission from contaminated blood through any kind of unsterile injection is a well-known risk, but this is the first time the use of cosmetic services was documented as a likely source. Many cosmetic services like Botox and fillers are delivered with needles. And older Americans are fueling a sustained boost to the U.S. economy, benefiting from outsized gains in the stock on housing markets over the past several years. They are accounting for a larger share of consumer spending, the principal driver of economic growth than ever before. And much of their spending is going toward higher-priced services like travel, healthcare, and entertainment, thereby putting further upward pressure on those prices and on inflation. Such spending is relatively immune to the Federal Reserve's push to slow growth and tame inflation through higher borrowing rates because it rarely requires borrowing. And President Joe Biden has made a number of election year's moves intended to appeal to younger voters. The latest is a proposal by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, which is under review at the White House Office of Management and Budget. The plan comes just weeks after Biden canceled student loans for another 206,000 borrowers. The Democratic president's focus on such issues comes as he fights to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020. At the age of 81, Biden is battling a perception among voters that he's too old, as well as discontent with his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's new sponsor is Popham Flooring. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Baddox, across from McLaren Thumb Region. That's Popham Flooring.